天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。今天是花园与城市这个系列的最后一个话题，关于天堂。大家一定很好奇，天堂到底是什么样的？是不是天使拿着号角竖琴满天飞呢？我们要去天堂干什么呢？天堂有多好呢？有些人还疑惑，那么多人信耶稣，天堂容得了全世界的人吗？圣经上有一些记载关于天堂的事情，下面麦克牧师为我们从圣经上找出描写天堂的场景。那我们把时间交给麦克牧师。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are so delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你收听这个节目。
This is the last broadcast on this series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
今天是花园与城市专题系列的最后一讲。
And it's going to be a wonderful broadcast.
这将是一个令人非常振奋的节目。
Because I'm going to talk about heaven.
因为我将和你谈到天堂的事。
In the last broadcast, I promised to tell you more about the heavenly city.
上一次节目里我答应过你，我会讲更多有关天上城市的事情。
In the heavenly city,
在天上的城市，
we are going to see Jesus face to face, not on television.
我们会与主耶稣面对面，而不是透过电视看见他。
We are going to be forever with him, not just for a time.
我们会与他永远在一起，而不是短暂的相聚而已。
We are going to be with him in that heavenly city.
我们会与他同在天上的城里。
In this series of messages, we have gone through the scripture.
在这系列信息里，我们看过不少圣经里的经文。
We went from the garden of God.
我们从神的花园开始。
To the city of man.
讲到人的城市。
To the temporary city of God, Jerusalem.
跟着谈到神在世上暂时性的城市耶路撒冷。
And finally today,
今天
we come to the permanent dwelling place of the heavenly city.
我们终于谈到在天上城市里的永远居所。
The heavenly city is the same city that Abraham looked forward to.
这天上的城市就是亚伯拉罕当年所盼望的城市。
The heavenly city is the city that all men and women of faith from the Old Testament to the New Testament longed for in the model of Abraham.
这天上的城市就是所有男女信徒从旧约时代直到新约时代效法亚伯拉罕的信心所渴慕的城市。
That city which we saw in the last message from Hebrews 13:14.
我们曾经读过希伯来书13:14中所讲的城。
It is the city that we must seek after.
就是我们必须寻求的城市。
This city which Hebrews 12:22 refers to as the city of the living God.
这城市就是希伯来书12:22所指的永生神的城邑。
This is the city which Hebrews 12:22 refers to as the heavenly Jerusalem.
这城市就是希伯来书12:22所讲的天上的耶路撒冷。
This is the city that Revelation 3:12 and 21:2 refers to as the new Jerusalem.
这城市就是启示录3:12和21:2所提到的新耶路撒冷。
Earthly Jerusalem was a holy city.
世上的耶路撒冷曾经是圣城。
Do you remember why?
你记得是什么原因吗？
Because the temple was there and God was worshipped there.
因为在那里有圣殿，人们在那里敬拜神。
But now?
但是现在呢？
Believers are the temples of the Holy Spirit of God.
信徒就是圣灵所居住的殿。
Now in the New Testament?
现在是新约时代。
The ultimate sacrifice is offered once and for all.
那终极的献祭只要一次献上就足够完全了。
And every writer in the New Testament tells us to look forward to that city which is not built with hands.
新约圣经每一位作者都告诉我们，要仰望那不是由人手所造的城市。
They tell us to look forward to that same city that Abraham looked forward to.
他们告诉我们要仰望亚伯拉罕所仰望的城市。
There are several things that I want to tell you about the heavenly Jerusalem.
我要告诉你几件有关天上耶路撒冷的事。
First,
第一，
it is a prepared city.
那是一个预备妥善的城市。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
Every believer in every generation will have a place prepared for them in the heavenly Jerusalem.
在天上的耶路撒冷，每一个世代的每一位信徒都有一个专为他预备好的地方。
Their place is prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这地方是主耶稣基督亲自预备的。
What a privilege and what an honor that is.
那是多大的荣幸和特殊的福气啊。
Jesus himself is preparing a place for you and for me in the heavenly Jerusalem.
主耶稣在天上的耶路撒冷亲自为你也为我预备地方。
So it is a prepared place.
所以那是一个预备妥善的地方。
Second,
第二，
the heavenly city is a populated city.
天上的城市住满了居民。
Jesus is there as the center of its glory.
主耶稣就是城的荣耀中心。
Untold numbers of angelic beings are there to praise and serve the Lord.
无数的天使天君也在那里赞美神，侍奉神。
Millions of believers are there in that city right now.
数以百万的信徒现在已经在那城市里了。
And millions more will get there until Jesus comes back.
直到主耶稣再来之前，还有数以百万的信徒会到那儿去。
It is a prepared city.
那是一个预备妥善的城市。
It is a populated city.
那是一个住满了居民的城市。
Thirdly,
第三，
the heavenly city is a palatial city.
天上的城市是一个宏伟壮丽的城市。
It will overwhelm every one of us when we get there.
当我们去到那儿，每一个人都会叹为观止。
Paul said that he was caught up to the third heaven and he saw a vision.
保罗说过，他曾被提上三层天，在那儿他见到一个异象。
And he said that he could not put in words what he saw with his eyes.
而且他所看见的实在非笔墨所能形容的。
The ravishing music will be exhilarating.
那美妙的音乐令人万分雀跃。
The unspeakable joy will transport us.
那无法言喻的喜悦令人振奋无比。
The bright morning star will take your breath away and keep it away.
那灿烂的晨星令人屏息静观。
So it is a prepared city.
所以那是一个预备妥善的城市。
It is a populated city.
那是一个住满了居民的城市。
It is a palatial city.
那是一个宏伟壮丽的城市。
Fourthly,
第四，
the heavenly city is a pleasant place.
天上的城市是一个充满喜悦的地方。
There will be no sin, no Satan, no crime.
那里没有罪恶，没有魔鬼撒旦，没有罪行。
There will be no pain, no tears, no sickness.
那里也没有痛苦，没有眼泪，没有疾病。
There will be no frictions and disharmony.
那里没有冲突，没有矛盾。
It is a place of perfect peace.
那是一个绝对平安的地方。
There will be peace like no other peace we have ever experienced.
那里的平安是前所未有的。
It is a place of reunion with our loved ones who have gone before us.
在那里，我们要和那些先我们离世的亲朋好友重逢团聚。
The sorrow and the pain of separation will be wiped out.
分离的忧伤和痛苦将完全除去。
And will not even be remembered.
甚至可以全然忘怀。
Someone penned these words together.
有人如此描述。
The light of heaven is the face of Jesus.
天堂的光就是主耶稣的容颜。
The joy of heaven is the presence of Jesus.
天堂的喜乐就是主耶稣的同在。
The melody of heaven is the name of Jesus.
天堂的旋律就是主耶稣的圣名。
The harmony of heaven is the praise of Jesus.
天堂的和声就是受造物对主耶稣的颂赞。
The theme of heaven is the work of Jesus.
天堂的主题就是主耶稣的作为。
The employment of heaven is the serving of Jesus.
天堂的职务就是侍奉主耶稣。
The fullness of heaven is Jesus himself.
天堂的完满就是主耶稣自己。
It is a prepared place.
那是一个预备妥善的地方。
It is a populated place.
那是一个住满了居民的地方。
It is a palatial place.
那是一个宏伟壮丽的地方。
It is a pleasant place.
那是一个充满喜悦的地方。
Fifthly,
第五，
The heavenly city is also a perfect place.
天上的城市还是一个完美无瑕的地方。
There are no impurities in heaven.
天堂里绝对没有不纯净的。
There are no imperfections in heaven.
天堂里绝对没有不完整的。
Listen to 1 John 3:2.
请听约翰一书三章二节。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他。因为必得见他的真体。
Listen to Revelation 21:27.
请听启示录二十一章二十七节。
Nothing that defiles can enter that city.
凡不洁净的总不得进那城。
There we will be perfectly holy.
在那里我们将成为完全圣洁。
Just as the Lord Jesus Christ is holy.
正如主耶稣完全圣洁一样。
There is no idleness in heaven.
在天堂里没有人游手好闲无所事事。
Oh, to be sure, we will rest from our spiritual warfare of this life.
当然我们不再有今生的属灵征战。
We will rest from the struggle against the flesh.
我们不再有肉体的挣扎。
We will rest from fighting temptations.
我们不再跟试探和诱惑斗争。
We will rest from the qualms and the pangs of conscience.
我们不再为良心的责备而痛悔不安。
We will rest from the torment of regrets.
我们不再受懊悔的煎熬。
But we will be busy serving Jesus.
但我们将勤于侍奉主耶稣。
Ruling and reigning the universe with him.
与他一同管理统治万有。
Oh, it is a prepared place.
不错，那是一个预备妥善的地方。
It is a populated place.
那是一个住满了居民的地方。
It is a palatial place.
那是一个宏伟壮丽的地方。
It is a pleasant place.
那是一个充满喜悦的地方。
It is a perfect place.
那是一个完美无瑕的地方。
Sixthly,
第六。
The heavenly city is a permanent place.
天上的城市是一个永恒的地方。
Hebrews 11:16 tells us.
希伯来书十一章十六节告诉我们。
that it is a country with permanent dwellers in it.
那是个让人永远居住的家乡。
Homes will never crumble and decay.
家园永不会崩溃或朽坏。
Buildings will never collapse because of earthquakes.
房屋永不会因地震倒塌。
The heavenly Jerusalem is as eternal as God himself is eternal.
天上的耶路撒冷是永恒的，正如神自己是永恒的。
Some time ago, I came across a letter that was written several years ago to a famous preacher. I always find it to be a source of inspiration.
前些时候，我读了一封写给一位著名传道人的信，他常常成为我的激励。
It is so well thought out that I want to read it to you.
信中充满了周详的心意，现在让我读给你听。
I pray that you will concentrate on every sentence.
我盼望你能留心其中的每一句话。
Starts by saying, Dear friend,
信是这样开始的。亲爱的朋友，
I am interested in heaven.
我对天堂有莫大的兴趣。
Because I have held a clear title to a bit of property there for 55 years.
因为我在那儿拥有一份产业已经55年了。
I did not buy it. It was given to me without money or price.
那产业不是我买的，是人送我的。它没有价码，也非金钱可买得到。
But the donor purchased it for me at a tremendous sacrifice.
但是送它给我的人付出了无比的代价。
I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable.
我不会将它代价而沽，因为产权是不能转让的。
It is not vacant.
它不是空置的。
But for over a century, I have been sending materials out of which the builder of the universe has been building a home for me.
但一直以来，我不断地运送材料到那儿，宇宙的创造者就用来为我建造房屋。
Which will never need to be remodeled or repaired.
那房子永远不需要改装或维修。
It suits me perfectly.
它恰恰地适合我。
Termites can never undermine its foundation.
地基永不会被白蚁啃食毁坏。
For it rests on the rock of ages.
因为它是建造在万古磐石上。
Fire cannot destroy it, and the floods cannot wash it away.
火灾不能摧毁，洪水也不能冲走。
No locks or bolts will ever be placed upon its doors.
门户永不需要上锁。
For no vicious person ever enters that land where my dwelling stands.
因为在那里不会有凶徒闯进我的居所。
It is now almost completed, and I am almost ready to enter it.
现在它即将完工，我也即将搬进去。
And abide in peace eternally without fear of being rejected.
永远安然居住，不用害怕被拒诸门外。
Yes, I'm ready to go.
是的，我已经准备好要去了。
My ticket to heaven has no date marked for the journey.
我那通往天堂的票并没有印上启程的日期。
And no return coupon.
也没有回程的票。
Or permit for luggage.
也不需要携带行李。
Amen.
阿们。
My question to you, my listening friend, is this.
亲爱的朋友，让我问你。
Are you ready for the journey?
你为你的旅程准备好了吗？
Is your ticket stamped by the blood of Jesus Christ?
你的票是否印上了耶稣基督的宝血？
Does your lamp have oil in it?
你的灯有油吗？
What kind of material are you sending ahead of you?
在你出发之前，你运送了什么材料到那儿去呢？
How many people are you leading to Christ in the here and now?
此时此地，你领了多少人归主呢？
So they can be with you in the hereafter.
以至于将来他们也可以和你一起。
Will you hear from the lips of Jesus the following words?
你会听到主耶稣亲口这么说吗？
Well done, good and faithful servant.
好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。
You have been faithful with little.
你在不多的事上有忠心。
You are now entrusted with much.
我要把许多事派你管理。
Enter into the joy of your Lord.
可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Everyone who's listening to me, ask yourself these questions.
每一位收听我节目的朋友，你可以问你自己这些问题。
And it is my prayer that your answer will always be yes.
我也祈祷你的答案全都是肯定的。
Until we meet again in a new series of messages, I wish you God's richest blessing.
下次我们会讲新的系列的信息，愿主大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
距离遥远，天堂和地狱。 间距离遥远，天堂和地狱。
非常感谢您的收听。神是伟大的，他创造了宇宙万物。除了太阳系，地球好像一个皮球，而在整个银河系里，地球也差不多和沙子一样大小了。而我们的神确实创造了星星、月亮，把它们摆放得这么完美的那位神，他所创建的天堂，他所居住的天堂应该是好的无比的，是我们无法想象的。所以就让我们放心的去存天上的财产吧，主耶稣已经为我们去预备地方了。所以你们放心，在天堂我们每个人肯定都有地方住。让我们伸出手邀请身边的人，让他们也能够来认识我们的神，今后与主耶稣基督在天堂可以相见。再次感谢您收听《花园与城市》这个系列。下期节目将开始一个新的系列，主导文，欢迎你们继续收听。愿神祝福你们，下期再见。